Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Over the enemy, rule up, 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 rule up
Rua,
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 Rua, a shout of victory over the enemy.
Rua,
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 Jericho walls are falling,
giants are slain.
Good evening, world. How's everybody?
We are good inside this Empowerment Sunday. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Kakalaka. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good day. How do you do?
Good day. You know, some good old praise and worship. Toya, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, will be joining us shortly. We have some special guests. That is already hanging out. So let's just jump right to it. We adopted her, and she so graciously accepted. You give it up for the author of Bitter Inheritance. It's Dr. Mildred Dumas. Welcome back
to
the show, Grandma.
Thank you so much. Yes,
no
thank
doubt.
You for coming back.
Thanks for stopping past hanging out with us. And all... All the way from Los Angeles, California, it's our friend,
right.
Executive producer, Miss Melina Gay. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. How are you?
We are good. All
good.
Is well.
Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. And Dr. Dumas, where in the world are you?
I am in Palmdale, California.
Okay, Palmdale, California. How's the weather out there?
About 70 miles from Los Angeles.
Okay. Is it unusual weather? Does it still never rain in Southern California?
Oh, it rains every now and then, but right now we're burning up.
Oh,
wow.
It was
103 when I left church this afternoon.
Whoa, 103. Wow. You mean literally
yeah.
burning up.
Right, exactly. That sounds hot.
Well, I hope you're in a cool place right now.
I am. Thank you.
Great. So, Bitter Inheritance. I know about the book, but for those who do not know, tell us a little bit about yourself, the type of doctor you are, and your Bitter Inheritance work.
Okay, I am a naturopathic doctor. Okay, a doctor of naturopathy, that means I studied herbs instead of drugs.
Okay.
And I wrote this book years ago, about 30 years ago, pulled it out and revamped it in 2004 and had it published. And it is about a mixed affair, interracial affair. So I guess we fit right into this afternoon's program. William Ellis Colby, Caucasian, is dead. He has willed his thriving multi-million-dollar company to his daughter and to his personal assistant. Now, his personal assistant just happens to be African-American. The daughter is not pleased with this. She blames the other woman in her father's life for destroying her family and for her mother's death. Her mother, unable to cope with her estranged husband's death, commits suicide. So Sonia, the daughter, is on a mission to destroy Velma Hanna, the woman with whom her father was involved. And that's a little bit about Bitter Inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr.
Yes.
Dumas, that's
yes.
pretty dramatic there. Is that out of any real-life experience of yours?
No,
if I could be so
out
direct?
Of my mind. I love pulling stories out of my mind, and this is one of my bizarre ones, they tell me. My readers tell me.
Bizarre ones. is that the wild side?
We deal with a lot of emotions here, like love, hate, compassion, insanity, suicide, greed, grief, deceit, guilt. We take the readers through a lot of gamuts. And there's a maid in this story who is going to be played by the fabulous Miss Marla Gibbs in the movie. And she is really, as one of my readers said, she is off the hook. So we want people to see Miss Marla Gibbs in this movie.
When can we expect to see the movie?
Melina, why don't you tell them about that? Melina?
Okay. I'm right here. I was just laughing. thank you for that, Dr. Dumas. Right now, we're still in the financing stages of the film. The investors who expressed initial interest in regard to financing it, they have, I don't want to be disparaging because I'm not. However, we're more along on the fast track of getting it done. No one is getting any younger, and we want to see this film get made. It's so timely, and it is just so relevant to what's going on with not only your topic on the radio, but just what's going on in the world today. So
right.
We want
so
to
it's,
see
it's
it
still in the works.
It's still in the works.
Works.
It is
okay.
Still in the works, and we're looking to other investors who would like to help to get this off to where it needs to be.
Right.
Yes, you see, I'm a little bit up in age, and I want to see it made, you know, while I can still
Absolutely.
Enjoy it.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. For those who may not have tuned in previously, the film is a great work, again, off of a novel written some years ago. But a lot of folks have pulled together. You have Howard Hewitt. You have Kathleen Bradley. You have, as Dr. Dumas just communicated, Marla Gibbs. Angela Gibbs, Marla Gibbs' daughter, is also involved with the project. Frank Underwood was on the show a few weeks ago, He's involved with the project. You can support the project by supporting the book, and anything that you can do, any kind of financing, investors, donations. If you want to back this project, help this movie to come to pass, what should we do? Who should we contact? What website can we hit right now?
You can go to bitterinheritance.com. That's the film website. Bitterinheritance.com, bitterinheritancethemovie.com. My website is honeypeachproductions.com. You can just send me a direct email, and it would be at honeypeachproductions@gmail. Would be the email for that. If anyone is interested in supporting it in any way, you can reach me through honeypeachproductions@gmail. But if you'd like more information,
right,
as I said, on the project, that's bitterinheritance.com and honeypeachproductions.com.
We have Dr. Mildred Dumas hanging out with us tonight, author of Bitter Inheritance, Melina Gay, executive producer of the project that we're trying to help to bring to pass. Ladies and gentlemen, hang out because the topic's interesting. They used to call it jungle fever. We're talking about interracial relationships tonight. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How do you do?
Hey, here's a throwback. Case, Rain, TM Hammer Radio Live.
Rain drops fall on my window pane.
TM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Case with Rain, a little throwback for you. And we got Dr. Mildred Dumas on with us tonight, speaking of her book that she's had out for a while, but a in-process movie, Bitter Inheritance, which is pretty much along the lines of the topic for this evening, which is interracial relationships. And
right.
We are honored to have you with us, Dr. Dumas and Melina.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Glad to be here.
Thank you very much as well. And actually, I just got word that Frank will be calling in just a few minutes, actually.
Yes.
Great.
And I would like to also announce that, remember, we've been talking about mentors and, you know, reaching out and so forth. I would like to announce that I now have a mentor who is also Melina
nice.
Gay.
Oh, how wonderful.
Nice. Yes, that's awesome.
I asked, and she accepted, and so I feel very honored, and so I wanted to share
that's
that awesome. With you guys. Yeah. I have a mentor now.
it's my pleasure to be your mentor. I mean, I love the experiences that I've been blessed to have. I would just love to share the knowledge and the wisdom that I've grown to acquire, and helping young people, helping old people, helping just I just have such a spirit of giving. I know that I've been put in a position to be able to impart the knowledge, and anyone who is willing to listen, I'm more than willing to share. So it is my honor to be your mentor.
I think that's awesome. On
it
this
really
program,
is. Congratulations to you, too.
No, absolutely, because we tell people, you know, things that they should do to improve their walk, to, you know, expand their territory. But we can tell them all day long. It's the application of it that actually brings about the growth, right? So I commend, you know, you, CeeLo, for taking that step because, you know, we've already taken the step, and it's a benefit. But, see, you have to be open to that
and
know
and
what
ready.
You need.
Ready.
So,
ready.
You know, that's commendable.
That's the key part right there, and thank you very much. But I want to say the key part was being ready. Because
that's
right.
I've needed a mentor for years, probably, but I've always flown on my own, you know. But the thing is this, that I am now mentally ready to accept a mentor, to be able to listen. I had to learn how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with going through so many, and honestly, what my brother said the other night, prompted me, and it kind of, it was like one of those, it was almost like a warm hug, but letting me know, yeah, it is time. You can accept it now. You will be able to receive everything that you can share with this mentor. And I actually contacted her about 2 weeks ago to ask her to be the mentor, but I still wasn't ready. And you would think that's a short time, but what would change between now and then? Realization is what changed.
Well, congratulations,
you know,
and good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And only good things. And folks, I suggest, you know, any person on a track where you're trying to advance your quality of life, you gotta surround yourself and connect with people who are doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Be open to asking questions and following directions, and you know the truth doesn't always feel good either. So you got to be open to correction, you know.
Right.
Get a mentor.
And that's why I asked Melina, though, honestly, because we have honest conversation and personal and professional. We have honest conversation. And the thing is that we respect each other's points of view, even if we do not agree. And
that's a good thing.
You know, and that's a beautiful thing. And,
yes, it is.
And, you know, how I always say, you know, you shouldn't go to someone, you shouldn't ask for a hug from someone who doesn't have arms. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt she has the arms and the heart to do so.
Yeah. Well, good deal. But this program is not about mentorship, but I think the topic is a good topic, mentorship. Get a mentor. Let's go ahead and welcome, I believe, the brother Frank Underwood to the program. Sir, thanks for taking the time. Welcome
to
the show.
How you guys? How you doing?
What's cracking? Welcome back,
hey, man. I'm back east right now, and it is hot, but
yes.
I'm doing well.
It is hot on the east. It's hot on the west.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Good to hear you guys again, though.
No, absolutely, man. Welcome back to the show.
Thank
you. We were.
Can I just say? I'm sorry. Can I just say that when Frank just got is on the call now, that it's an honor to be CeeLo's mentor, but I couldn't have gotten to the position that I'm in without having a mentor myself, and it's been my honor to be under the mentorship and tutelage of Frank. He has so much experience in the industry. And, you know, there are a lot of times where, as Dr. Dumas knows, I'm yelling and screaming and pulling out my hair like, why is this that? Why? And then I'm fortunate enough to have a wonderful mentor in Frank who is able to explain, well, this, that. And so it's only because of his shoulders that I'm able to stand and raise and lift CeeLo as well. So it's all working together. So didn't mean to revisit that, but I just had to put that out there because it is so important.
I think it is important.
Thank you, Frank.
It is absolutely important.
You're welcome.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for coming aboard.
Hey, Dr. Dumas. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wonderful. And thanks for coming aboard, helping my granddaughter out here. And
hey.
Me and all of us.
My
but
pleasure.
Especially
to
her,
speak,
okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the topic tonight is interracial relationships, and, you know, Bitter Inheritance is a book about interracial relationships, not fully on that, but it does involve interracial relationships. How do you feel about interracial relationships, Melina?
How do I feel about them? That's I've never been asked quite like that. I'm not against them. I've had a few before. So and you know, being in the military or being an Army brat, you travel everywhere. We travel, you know, throughout my life, we've traveled all over the world, all over the 50 states, and you get a world perspective on life. And many parts of the world, there's prejudice, there's barriers all over the place, but many times all throughout Europe that I've experienced, my experience, and even in America, there hasn't been those barriers. Of course, you get those prevalently down south, and even up in New York, and I won't say in New York, but different parts of the world, the country. However, in my experiences, there's always been like this warm, fuzzy international community, and everybody loves everybody. So I didn't really grow up with those barriers. Or apprehensive, stay away from that race, or don't talk to that, or that ethnicity. So as far as I'm concerned, I've always been open. And also that comes a lot from my Judeo-Christian ethics. Love everybody. That's the core of it right there.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Frank, have you ever experienced like extreme prejudice when? You know, dating or being intimate or maybe being seen intimate with a persuasion that weren't too fond of African Americans. Have you ever experienced that type of prejudice or racism?
It's never been overt. It's always been a look. But when it has been, it's been a look. There's never been a statement. I've never had that experience where it's been a statement or that much, you know, animosity or with. It's a look. Yeah, at worst, it's always been a look. But, you know,
right.
I got to tell you, in today's society, and that goes both ways, black or white. It's sometimes it's other cultures. A friend of mine, actually a doctor friend of mine from college, he dated an Indian woman. And her family, if you weren't Indian, you were nothing.
So no go.
I mean, as far as, you know, dealing with daughter. Yeah,
right.
You could be white, or black or anything else, as long as if you weren't Indian. And I had that same situation with another friend, and they were Greek nationals, and the third was Greek Orthodox, and if you were not Greek Orthodox, you can't date my daughter.
Right.
Whether you were Italian, black, white, or whatever else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that goes everywhere.
And if daughter decides to go against, you definitely disowned, but we might think it's, like, absurd, right? But in some cultures today, if daughter goes against, daughter could possibly, like, be found somewhere, like, done. Because
Absolutely. It's
that serious to some cultures still today. Tonight we're talking about interracial relationships, and I'm honored because, you know, we're like star-studded, in my opinion. Dr. Mildred Dumas, Melina Gay, and Mr. Frank Underwood. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
A lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain, so stop the clank and drop the order of restraint. I set life's a game, so back me down in the pain. I can't wait no more, cause it's about a quarter past three, and sure they dying me. I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades, and I love to see that ass and boots and shades, spread out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style, you never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and fucking you all wild.
I'm always there when you call, but I'm
it together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather like that. Stormy night, you wrote a dead job letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Bitch, you know better. She's an M.O.B. Money over bitches, murder I.N.C. I got two or three hoes for every V, and I keep them drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirkland Pee-wee. They my nigga in the league, got more game than me. I play harder, so many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. Ain't a love with no glare, is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare. But who cares? You care, baby. WIG, you play nothing but the hits. Nothing but the hits. Nothing but the motherfucking hits.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. That is Ja Rule with On Time. And tonight we are discussing the topic of interracial relationships. And we also have a wonderful host of guests on tonight as well. Mr. Underwood, Ms. Gay, Ms. Dr. Duma, excuse me. And thank you all for joining us, and the world, of course. We couldn't do it without you. And, Terrence, it's funny that you mentioned they used to call it jungle fever, but today, you know, if you couldn't even begin to call it jungle fever because interracial includes so many races that we have. I mean, it's like, for instance, my neighbor, she's mixed with black and Pakistani, and her husband is Filipino. So at that point, what do you say her, you know, the children are? What race did you call them? You couldn't call them anything. So jungle fever is like so old. I was like, I haven't heard that term in so long. But interracial,
right.
Definitely is not only politically correct, but it's definitely correct. And and you know what to say today, because at this point, you know, people are just, I just like the term human being, because at this point, you don't know. They are definitely other on the test. When you fill out the test form, they're definitely marked other. So.
Yeah, more and more we're hearing, you know, about, you know, black and, you know, Puerto Rican and Chinese. I'm like, it's such a mix. It's like, what do you call, you know, I guess what the ethnicity really is, it's when it's a bunch of mixes. It's just an interesting concept, really, and interracial is the only thing that can really, I guess, get a certified check mark. Anything else is just like a made-up name. Dr. Dumas,
yes.
If I may ask, have you ever been in an interracial relationship?
No, I have not, but I am a single woman, and if I want someone to grow older with, I might have to look at those options.
Mm-hmm. Has that always been a conscious? Has that ever been an issue for you, or have you just always preferred not to?
I just prefer not to, not that I have not been approached, because I have.
Right.
One gentleman sent me flowers, like a stream of flowers, and I was so happy about that, because I'd never received so many flowers in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really, really nice, but I did choose not to have a relationship with him or to cross. But now, as I said, I might be having a second thought.
Look.
Call him back. Hey, can I still got some? I still got some little flowers left.
Dr. Dumas, like did growing up through a period that was like definitely an interesting one, to say the least, in the area of race, did that influence, you know, you in any way? Just growing up through Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and, you know, that now whole movement.
Oh, yes, very much so. And I guess that was one reason that I never thought about dating out of my race, because I was so in tune with what was going on with the racial issues in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had any real problems myself, but I was in tune with what was going on, so that might have influenced my decision to stay with the black man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you have allowed love to possibly pass by unknowingly because of your pro-black focus?
Yes, I think I have. In a few instances, I think I did allow it to pass me by. But I'm going to move forward. No regrets. You know, I still have a little future ahead of me. So I'm going
to
keep moving on. And as I said, you know, things change.
Things change. And people change. And
that's
a blessing,
right,
that you
that's
could
right
actually say that, young lady. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's
though,
a good
I think
thing.
I might have the, I think I may have the most experience on this show, as far as interracial relationships, because my father is Indian and black, and my mother is German, and I was light skinned. It wasn't cool to be light skinned. Like, it was like.
Who said it wasn't cool?
I didn't think it was, because of how I was treated. See, the thing was, we lived in the projects. My mother was the only Caucasian woman in the project, but she was harder than any of the women out there. So it's funny to me. I mean, a lot of people would think, you know, white women are, you know, passive and all that other stuff, and I didn't grow up knowing anything like that. I, you know, I watched my mother beat a woman down at a cookout when I was little. Right, so in my mind, my mother was superwoman, you know. Nobody, you know, like race didn't matter when it was she and I and my father. But when we would go out, the white people would stare at my mother and then look down at me. And so I got to learn that look. I know what that look is. And then it created a feeling. And so it's like, okay, I wasn't accepted by white people at all. But then black people would call me white in the wintertime because I would, you know, get so much lighter. You know, yeah, not being black enough, but not being white, and not even being able to identify with white. In my eyes, white was a bad thing because they're the ones who made me feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the ones who would stare. Black people ain't stare at me, but they would pick on me because I had pretty hair and I was light-skinned. And they didn't like me for reasons that I couldn't control. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's the difficulty of growing up interracial, is trying to find that balance. But then being interracial also helps you learn how to deal with different types of people.
Yeah, what has helped, like, overall, like, out of everything at this point, looking at the good and the bad, because there has to be some good that comes out of, like, pressure, right? What has it helped you to cope with or deal with better in life?
It helped me look more so inside myself That's why I've always been so independent. Just, I've always had to rely on myself for my happiness and my understanding and my own self-worth. You know, like, not, I couldn't get it from anywhere else but me. You know what I'm saying? Or putting myself in situations or in places where I was more so celebrated and not just tolerated. And you know, and it, and the thing is that it all, it, it taught me, I can, it helped me with the vibe of people. I learned people's vibes. I can definitely tell whether somebody doesn't like me off gate just by the feeling that they have. You know, it's like, it opens up your senses because you have to try to work around. I try not to pay attention to what I look like. I always try to focus on what I knew and what I could do so that I didn't get caught up in trying not to be white, trying not to be black. You know what I'm saying? I just dealt with my situations, and then I was just very aggressive, and that's how I dealt with it, just being very aggressive. If you had anything to say about my race, it was a wrap.
Yeah. I think identity is a major concern, or should be a concern, for those that are brought up in interracial relationships, because there has to be a strong sense of identity, or one would get lost either, you know, on one side of the fence, and it should be a balance. It shouldn't be about the, you know, the black side or the, you know, the white side or the Asian side versus the, you know, Jamaican side. You know, we're all one race. We're all a human race. Tonight we're talking about interracial relationships with our special guest, Dr. Mildred Dumas, Melina Gay, and we got Frank Underwood hanging out with the Angels. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your life's goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without a life. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
The only one that sets me free, baby, come back.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Empowerment Sunday, where we've been discussing interracial relationships. We have special guests on the line this evening. Thanks again for joining us. And we also have a caller online who has some perspective they want to share on the topic. Area code 314, last 4-4644.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
You know, I had a couple of comments. You know, I heard one girl said that they was mad at her because she had good hair. You know, really, to make that type of a statement is kind of contrary in itself. Is that to say that the other guy, apparently your hair is mixed, straight, and to say that women whose hair it's natural, it's not good hair. I mean, we keep getting into these same old arguments over and over again. But as far as, you know, interracial dating is concerned, there's the middle, then there's the left and the right. And all of them have just as much right as anyone else to have that particular position. And, you know, when I was coming up, my parents used to tell me in particular, don't bring no white girls home, or opposite for a black girl, don't bring any white boys home. I taught that to my daughter, and I teach that to my grandson today. And I'm very proud of him. He's 13 years old, and he said the other day, Papa, I ain't going to marry one of them. But that's just the people's opinion. And in some cultures, I mean, here in St. Louis back in 89, I was just looking at it on the Internet, This one Arab killed his daughter because she dated a black man.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in India, here just not too long ago, my father had a hitman to kill his daughter because in southern India because she was dating. And, you know, it goes on and on. But I have some friends of mine, and not only some friends of mine, but I see a lot of black males today are marrying African women from the continent. Matter of fact, my next wife is going to be from Ghana. And, you know, is that counted? Do we call that being interracial also? Or is this inter-ethnicity? Or what do you call that?
Right. That was my question. Because we're starting to, you know, intermingle so. I mean, and then we're global. We're international. What do you call it? You know, to me, it's just interracial.
Well, I don't call it interracial. I would say it's interethnic. But I had another young friend of mine who went to Ethiopian marriages, a young Ethiopian woman also. So,
yeah. Well, we appreciate your comment and your feedback tonight, sir. Thank you very much.
Can I respond?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so I'm the young lady who said about the good hair. So let me ask you this. Do you feel that I misspoke because I was repeating what I was told? because I very often heard you think you're cute because you got good hair. You think you're cute because you got long hair. You got curly hair. You think you're cute because you're pretty. Really?
They were referring to your hair, but it may have been your attitude. They just referred to your hair.
Yeah, it's a lot of miseducation on both sides.
How do you discern that? As a child, how do I discern that? If I'm being followed down the hallway and I haven't said anything to anyone and she thinks she's cute because she got long hair or she got good hair. And that's what was stated to me. So I don't, you know, whether I understand
what you're saying. If I'm still on, I don't know. But I hear a lot of conversations. I hear a lot of conversations out of in that particular fashion from children who are mixed. They, you know, you're in between two worlds, man. And some do very well with it, and some of them have problems. And it's just not your fault. It's also the people that's challenging with those type of remarks. They have a problem also. Just because you have parents of two different ethnicities doesn't mean that you are any better or any worse than anyone else.
Right. Absolutely. And again, sir, thank you very much for your comment and your feedback tonight. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it is Sunday, Empowerment Sunday, July 24th, 7:58. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. Tonight, the conversation has already become very colorful. We're talking about white, black, Asian, Hispanic, you know, Chinese, Ethiopian, you know, Dominican. You know, I mean, we are intermingling today in such a fashion that it far exceeds interracial relationships. I do agree with the term. It's probably ethnicity. I don't know what the actual term is, but Dr. Dumas, Bitter Inheritance deals a lot, you know, with the whole concept, you know, of not necessarily, well, I guess it is, interracial relationships. And the love-hate relationship between the daughter of the deceased and now, you know, his assistant, that they got to get along to figure out how to deal with the estate now.
That's right, how to run the business together. But the daughter is having none of it. She doesn't want this woman inheriting into her family business, so she's trying to erase that from her father's will, and the only way she thinks she can do it is to just destroy this woman. And one of my readers in St. Louis, where the gentleman just called from, made a comment to my publisher, the website of my publisher, and he was talking about how vicious and angry and so full of hatred that this young white woman is to this black woman for even being an inheritant of her family, inheriting into her family business, how she is attempting to destroy this lady. And he said, this book asks the question, is one allowed to take revenge for wrongs so great that the law seems unable to address them? And then he goes on to say, what does it really mean for one man of a different race to be committed to one woman? So you men, tell me what he meant by that.
Well, he's probably talking about polygamy.
Is that what you think he's talking about? A man of a different race to be committed to one woman.
Yeah, he's probably talking about polygamy.
Okay. That was the only comment I really got about the racial issues. All of the others were about the book itself, you know, the contents of the book.
Okay, well, I'm glad you knew that because I wouldn't have. It definitely sounded like multiple relationships, so don't be committed to one, you know, one relationship. So I guess polygamy would be it. Wow. Interesting. 917-889-3926, folks. We want to hear from you. your comment, your feedback. We appreciate it. You're tuned to TM Hammer Radio Live. Interracial relationships is the roundtable discussion. Jungle fever is what they used to call it. But at this point, you know, you just got to look at, like, you know, hey, we're just one human race. 917-889-3926. Hey, Eddie James, this joint right here is called It's Time. We'll be right back.
Cast off all
TM Hyman Radio Live, Eddie James Ministries. Log on. Wow. The ministry is powerful. Check him out. Google him, Eddie James. Great works. You got a lot of different projects out there. Support the ministry. Pick it up. Pick it up. That joint was called It's Time. It is 7:07 in New Orleans. It's 8:07 in New York City. Wherever you are in the world, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight, the topic is interracial relationships with our special guest. We want to thank Mr. Frank Underwood for stopping past. We know he had to rock out. But we still have our special guest, Dr. Mildred Dumas and Miss Melina Gay. Melina, why do some make such a big deal over interracial love? What's the problem?
Well, it's people make a big deal of it. Well, being an African-American woman, it's my brother actually was married. He's now divorced. He was married. He married a Jewish woman. And it was interesting because my grandfather, who, God rest his soul, he's deceased now, he always referred to her. He never referred to her by her name. He always said, that girl, that girl, that girl.
That's the white girl.
Yeah.
That girl is the white girl, right?
Yes, that girl would be the white girl. Now, that also goes back to what Dr. Dumas was saying earlier. It's because that era coming from, well, historically, you know, we came from slavery, where African Americans were treated like, I mean, trash, garbage, pieces of meat, just material. You had no rights, and even as the time went on, it still didn't, I mean, very, very slowly it got better, but still, you had the Jim Crow laws, you had the, you know, you can't eat at the same dining counter, you can't drink from the same water fountain, you have to go to different bathrooms. There was such a discrepancy between the races, and the black race was made to feel so, so inferior. I mean, it wasn't even that long ago that we were able to even vote. So now we are rising, you know, it's gotten a lot better. I mean, look at our president now. I mean, look at our wonderful athletes for the most part. They are African-Americans. African-Americans have come from the very bottom to the very top, and that's such an accomplishment. So as an African-American woman, and I'm speaking in general terms, I would want to believe and I feel that there's just a sense of pride in keeping together the African-American community of what and the pride there in sharing that with the future generations to come. And intermixing that with different races, you're not able to have that full, true African-American, quote-unquote, experience, so to speak. I mean, different cultures have different cultures have different beliefs and different ceremonies and different things like that. When he was married to the Jewish woman, I won't say her name, but she's a very sweet lady, you know, they did things a little differently. They didn't understand family reunions. They didn't understand a lot of things. They didn't understand hair. They could not understand. I mean, at one point she said that when they had children that she was going to braid, and he's going to have these cute little plaits. I mean, even that's a small thing, but first of all, no one calls it plaits. And second of all, my little niece and nephew's not walking around with me with some crazy looking plaits. They're going to get a haircut and look like, you know, how I, which is horrible to say, how I would feel comfortable walking around with them, which would be more combined, more acceptable, quote unquote, so to speak, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
More acceptable to society versus having them already looked at in a way, what CeeLo was saying, is it's already going to be a challenge being mixed in the beginning.
But what's wrong with being who we are? What's wrong with being uniquely you, whether you are as bright as an albino, or as dark as a Kenyan African? I mean, what's wrong with if I don't fit in with society? Why must I fit in?
You know what? At a certain age, it doesn't matter. at all. You are, we are who we are. We are who God made us to be, and that's just what it is. But as you're growing up, you learn from your environment and your surroundings, and unfortunately, not everyone is that evolved. So experiences happen. We shape who we are. We are shaped by the experiences, i.e. what CeeLo said earlier, you know, it was hard for her to fit in, and so that has resonated with her throughout her adult life because of how she was treated by Caucasians and by the African-American community that has molded her psyche into how she is now. So now she couldn't control what those people said or how they treated her. So it's unfortunate, but people, until we get to a point of complete evolution where we're all, and actually the census, it said, I believe by 2050, 45% of the children the minority will be the majority. If that makes sense. By 2050.
Yeah.
So until we are able to be all one integrated society and not have those preconceived notions of negativity of darker complected people being a certain way, lighter complected people being a certain way, until the past is able to actually die and be buried, which is unfortunate, but we can keep trying and keep pushing, but we can only change one person at a time, one viewpoint at a time, but we can't ultimately control how people think and feel. So ideally, it will get to that point, but until it does, there's honestly nothing that, you know, we can do, so keep trying.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Let's go up to Washington, D.C., area code 202, last four digits, 4083, Coop, what's cracking? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, TM family? I just wanted to make a comment about what the gentleman called a few minutes ago, and he was talking about how he raised his kids to not date white women and white men, and he talked about how his grandson has said, Papa, I'm not going to date one of them. And he said it is, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but I just found that kind of nasty that he said that with such pride. And to me, it was no difference than if it was a Klansman saying it about his white kids saying it. It was the same type of hatred. And so, and it's to me, it's kind of, it's ignorance. I had my daughter one time, I was watching CNN, and they had a thing about race relations on. And she came in there, and I was watching the show, and she sat there and she watched for a few minutes, and she said, Daddy, I don't like that. Because she said that, I forget what the little girl's name was, but she said the little girl's name was Jenny. She says, Jenny's white, and she's my friend, and she's not my friend because she's white. She's my friend because she's my friend. And it's like the saying says, it's like a child can have such intelligence, but you have these adults running around here that think and they come across as if they're intelligent, but they're not.
I think that's interesting feedback. I want to give our previous caller a chance to respond to that, as well as Melina, because I think a little bit of what Melina even said, you're addressing as well, because, you know, she was, you know, pro keep it in the circle too. I'll let both of them respond. Entertainment National News coming up next. Then we'll keep this conversation going. Interracial relationships. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the menage. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massage. I let her hit the street in that chromed out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you
You know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night light, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim, she my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey, they think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. In the city so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on. It's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine.
Baby,
it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
A bonus for the couples married, yeah, they've been together for 23 years.
And they finally got to, you know, make it legal today. But how about this, though? This is a nice perk for the people getting married today. One newlywed married couple, newly married couple per borough will receive a honeymoon package, which includes two nights at a Manhattan hotel, dinner, tickets to a museum, the Empire State Building, a Broadway show, and the Cirque du Soleil, and Macy's gift certificates. So I guess, you know, hey, I hope that happens when I get married. And, of course, there were protesters and rallies out there, but let the haters hate and celebrate your life despite the negativity, people. So New York has joined the ranks with Massachusetts, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, New Hampshire, and D.C. So, kudos to them. Now, on to world news. Afghanistan. An 8-year-old son of a police officer was kidnapped and hung in what is said to be retaliation on the police officer for refusing to provide militants with police vehicles. Now, the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, condemned the hanging and ordered for the militants to be rooted out and arrested ASAP. And I think they should, you know, even the president of the country was saying that that's not acceptable in any culture to, you know, hang a child. That's, like, really ridiculous. So hopefully, you know, justice will be served in that right. Now on to lighter news in entertainment world. Well, no, this really isn't lighter. Sorry about that. Misspoke. Okay, Amy Winehouse was found dead in her home.
Yeah,
27
sad.
This weekend. Now, no autopsy will be available or done before Monday. And I know people are, you know, probably betting that it was an overdose, but I hope it wasn't, you know. I mean, because you never know what people are really going through. But my condolences, our condolences go out to the Winehouse family, to Amy's family, and all those affected. Now, on to one of my favorite guys, the husband in my mind, 50 Cent. He is turning the 50th Law into a smart comic book. And so pretty much he's just taking the 50th Law and turning it into a comic book format to reach out to the younger adults. So and the 50th Law, it came out in 2009. And if you didn't get a chance to check it out, it is a really good book. It's along the same lines as the 48th Law. So yeah, big up to 50. Last but not least, Wale is taking part in a movement that's banning African artists across the continents together. It's called the African Connection Relief Event. They do not have a date as of yet, but there is a press conference that's scheduled for this coming Friday. Well, excuse me, the 29th, July 29th, with more information. So I'll keep you guys abreast of that. And don't forget to look out for the MTV Awards coming out on the 28th, the Video Music Awards on the 28th of August. And one of my favorites, season finale for Toya's Family Affair is going to be on this Tuesday evening. Season finale, you got to check it out. Check your local listings. It's shown on BET. So, yeah, check your local listings. It's a dope show. And that's all I have for you guys for Entertainment and National News. Thank you, and whatever you do, do it well.
Okay, y'all know I'm known for flexing. Pockets fat like butter injection. Bitches playing frizzy with a water fizzy with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Louis sponsor me with this bag of rent. You package the day lacking it. No wonder why the haters on that back with two. You got it, girl. Tongue ring showing you and I together. Don't bite it, girl. Go blind it, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, she ready. Drop it down low to a knee, she begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, up, go. With just throw that thing around like right to the wind.
Yeah. she move, she work that bone. Damn right, little mama can get it. Real cute face with some jiggle bit. It's so amazing, it's crazy, girl, work that booty me. And now she down on all fours, she making it clear for me. Now she's around the world. Think this was a trick, but I'm the way, gonna pull back with the rack on her. Ain't tricking if you got it. I'ma throw this money, make it rain so hard, I'm thinking of it broke like it did in New Orleans. Gotta spend so much money in this club, by the time I leave this club, I'ma know
you got a hell of a body, you might as well move it. Yeah, you might as well use it, got one hell of a body, you might as well move it. And since I got this money, damn right, I'm gonna throw it in the air. I'm ready, you fight up on the floor, let me see it, do you, there so I can let that money go.
Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer at 8:29, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. That was day 26 featuring Roscoe Dash, Let It Go. Tonight's topic inside this Empowerment Sunday, July 24th, interracial relationships. And Coop just made a comment out of Washington, D.C., and I wanted to go to our previous caller, area code 314, and then we'll go to Melina to let them comment on the question, or really the feedback coming out of D.C. tonight.
Well, I heard it was really, you know, elementary of him to make those acquisitions for somebody. But let's look at this in two ways. Just as the Bible says in Leviticus 18:23, not to lie with animals, it also speaks against race mixing. Deuteronomy 23:2, Genesis 28:1, Deuteronomy 3:4, Joshua 23:13,
read those
Ezra
scriptures
9,
to me. I never got that out of the Bible. Read those scriptures.
Well, let me give you. I can give you the books, and you know, for people to look up themselves.
Can you give me
but,
one?
You know, it's
just
speaks
to kind
about
of back up
marrying.
The statement.
I have a Bible right now. Come on.
Okay, well, write them down. I'm gonna go through them real close, real slow again. And I'm not a Bible person, don't even believe. But Deuteronomy 23:2, Genesis 28:1, Deuteronomy 3:4, Joshua 23:13, Ezra 9:1-2, Ezra 10:2-3, Deuteronomy 7:3, Nehemiah 13:23-27, Malachi 2:11, and one last one, Joshua 23:13.
So all of these scriptures back up that we should not mix races?
I don't say something I can't prove.
Now,
I'm only asking, sir.
Hey,
Tim, they do.
Can I make a
yes,
comment right
do.
Here about this?
Well, wait a minute. Let me finish. Let me give you this one where I got it on my mind. And also
okay,
historically, there was a queen, and her name was Hatshepsut. I know many people have heard of. She descends out of the 18th dynasty. This was before Adam and Eve, by the way. And on the birthing colony, there at
what was
a
the name
place,
of the queen?
Her name was Hatshepsut. Hatshepsut. I spent eight years going in and out of temple tombs and pyramids from Cairo to the northern Sudan border. And on
wow.
the birthing colonnade, it showed that Amun, which was a god at that time, was tired of mixed marriages and wanted a pure solar child. He impregnated Queen Akhmosis, Hatshepsut's mother, and created the royal child, Kenet Amin Hatshepsut, was her royal name. She was born of an immaculate conception. So here you got, this is what's in these cultures. And people who, when a parent is, you know, applying that to their children, they're being responsible parents. You know, you don't see, I never have in my life, and I may, maybe somebody could correct me, I have yet to see a black man walk down the aisle with a Rothschild, a Rockefeller, or a J.P. Morgan daughter on his arm. So why come we don't attack them?
I think the point that
I think the point that he was just making was, you know, there are other races that keep the locks on their race. I think that was the point. But go ahead.
Hey,
let me respond.
Let me jump in there.
Right.
George Bush, not George Bush Jr., but George Bush Sr. has a mixed race child. So that's a family that's right up there with the Rockefellers, the Kennedys, the J.P. Morgans, and all of them. So we can cut that one out. And also, let's go to the Bible. There have been. I'm driving right now, so I can't quote the scriptures. But there have been scriptures where slave owners used to quote
George
scriptures
Bush has
to slaves.
George Bush has a mixed race child. Who did he marry?
He has a mixed race grandchild. I'm sorry, he has a mixed race grandchild.
Yeah, please correct it. Go ahead.
But come on. Okay. But still, it's in his family, and they love that child. Then you also have where slave owners would quote scriptures to slaves, saying why they were slaves. And saying that, hey, I remember when the slaves had made up a song that went, because the slave owners had told them there's going to be a slave heaven and there's going to be a free man heaven. And the slaves made up a song that went, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. And it's the same, that song goes good with what the topic is in those Bible quotes that you're using. There were quotes that men used to justify beating on their wives. Does that mean right. Does that give them justification? People can translate the Bible into whatever they want to translate it into. That doesn't mean
it's
true.
It's not no translation here at all. We're talking about a culture of people at that particular time, and you qualified the status of the people when you said their slave master.
The culture of people. A lot of cultures have problems with mixing races, but that doesn't make it right.
Well,
because somebody does something
to
make it right.
We don't have the right to go into other society and tell them what they're doing is right or wrong. That's the way it was when the missionaries came into Africa and said, by you giving homage to your ancestors, you're pagan worshiping.
We are going to take a pause for the cause. Hey, one, I appreciate the feedback and comment and the passion that's coming forth tonight surrounding the topic. But I think it's time to bring the good doctor back in. We're passionate tonight, aren't we, Dr. Dumas?
Yes, we are. That conversation we just had.
Yeah.
But I was just saying that life is short, and we have to get all out of life, all that life has to offer us. And sometimes it's good to have someone with which to share our lives. And sometimes we're not able to find it in our own culture. Now, I have not ventured over into another race yet, and I'm 78 years old, okay? But as I was saying earlier, if I want someone to grow old with, that might have to be one of my options. Older with, that might have to be one of my options. But we can't find what we want in our own race. Maybe we'll have to take that step, as we called it back then, crossing over, back in my day.
Crossing over.
Get
a little jungle fever. We'll be right back.
Oh,
CM Hyman Radio Live, and that was Dawn Richard, These Tears. And if you've missed this show, if you're just, you know, logging on or listening, you know, you have missed an awesome, awesome show. Go back and check the podcast 20 minutes after we go off air. But tonight we're talking about interracial relationships. We have a very interesting caller on the line, along with our special guest, Dr. Dumas and Ms. Melina Gay and Mr. Underwood. I just wanted to make a statement, though. I did look up one of the passages that you listed, sir, and it was promoting incest. The Genesis 28:1, yeah, he was talking about sending the guy to his uncle to have children with his, you know, his mom's brother's children. So, you know, that's promoting incest. So I don't see where that was. You know, that's them wanting to keep their bloodline, you know, stay within their bloodline. That's what I get from that. I don't see where that's telling them not to deal with someone because of their color. But I want to go back to Dr. Dumas, and I want you to give us more information on the Bitter Inheritance book and where we can pick that up while we're in anticipation of the movie, which will be out soon. And give us your
it's going to press next week, so it should be ready for distribution in the next 2 months. And it's the same title as the movie, Bitter Inheritance. And they can contact me at Dr. Dumas, Dumas, at netzero.net. Our professional publishing house at Dr. Rosie, DRROSIE, at org.com. That's for the book. And the movie is still on hold right now, but we expect to be shooting it before the end of the year, so we'll have to get back to the movie. But the book will be released really soon.
Yes, ma'am. And, of course, I know you're going to let us know when that the exact date so that I can get that out to the world and have you back on so we can have
thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Of course. See, Grandma, come on now.
That's right. I got to meet all my grandchildren one day.
Yes,
ma'am. And we're going to make it happen.
Yes, all
ma'am.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. We definitely appreciate you for taking the time, Dr. Dumas, to stop past. Again, you can come back here anytime to talk about anything.
Thank you.
And promote anything that you're doing. Absolutely. Hey, Melina, I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond also to Coop, to Coop's comment in reference to, you know, keeping it in the family per se is kind of ignorant.
Well, to that, see, when I started the comment, see, I'm on both sides of the fence with it because it is so personal and I have conflicting views on it. I mean, keeping it in the family, as I said, it can be sort of kind of unrealistic at this point because we can't control what other people do, what other people say, and what's in your heart. At the end of the day, it's about people loving people. And, you know, I'm not just sitting saying, oh, well, this should happen, this should happen. I've dated outside of my race. My prom was actually my prom date. His name was Sven, and he was German. And I had other Caucasian boyfriends. I've actually gone out with a couple of Asian gentlemen. I've been out with some Italians. So I'm not saying that from a position of you should do this and you should do that. At the end of the day, we are people. And it's what's in the heart that what should really be looked at. And as evolved.
Melina, you went international on us years ago. What are you talking about?
Right. Well, that's why I'm saying my perspective is I'm kind of on the fence about it because there's a part of me that sees it one way, but then there's a part of me I've had the experience of having it in the other way. So I can see it from both sides, and it just. You know, I was a bridesmaid at my brother's wedding. Unfortunately, they're divorced now, but, you know, I was a bridesmaid and was happy for them, and it's all about love. But there are certain challenges associated with intermingling of different cultures. But honestly, if you have that love at the foundation and at the core, then anything can be overcome. So it's really about what makes you happy.
Yeah. And it is about what makes you happy.
Amen, and I agree with her wholeheartedly. And we're always going to find somebody who's going to disapprove, but we can't allow other people to live our lives for us.
Right. And you're absolutely right.
That's my take on that. And I was staying within my race all these years, so I've been single more years than I can count. And, you know, so this is why I'm saying things change. People change. So at this point in our lives, we just have to do what's right for us.
You heard it. Dr. Mildred Dumas. Back in a moment.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy, never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grabbed that red cup and then I poured a gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white or Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and a godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase, and when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away. Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man.
I do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with us to watch them simply hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to Him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a failure. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see this light of heaven, it's so far away.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, that was Boston. I'm here on this show, actually on Friday, and drop a new hit for us. So thanks again to him for stopping by. If you missed tonight's show, you definitely have to go back to the podcast in about 25, 30 minutes and check it out. We've had some interesting point of views when it comes to the topic of interracial dating. And some views have not changed from 1963, so...
I know, that's right.
So, you know, hey, what can you say?
His kids was probably the ones that had me crying. Had my feelings. And I had to
Everyone's entitled to their own point of view, but, you know, to kind of quote-unquote chastise CeeLo for repeating what someone said about her hair texture and then follow it up with a comment that I'm proud my grandson doesn't want to marry anyone outside of, you know, our races. Like, hello. I can say something to her about what she said, then you turn around and say that. I don't get it, but hey, teach his own.
Yeah. I mean,
thank you for the comments anyway. I mean, I appreciate the honesty. You know, it's like, you know, because people believe everyone has their own truth. That's what it comes down to. Everyone has their own truth. And you raise your children in your own truth. And, you know, and that's what they say, you know, guide a child in the way that they'll, you raise a child in the way they should go. You know, I don't mean that that's the way they're going to be. Just like every set of racist parents don't raise racist children. You know, and from my point of view, I was like, how could I ever be racist? I felt like I could pretty much say whatever I wanted to because I have it all. But I look Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the mixture of the Indian and the German and the black, it's like, I got freckles.
Yeah. Most people I think it comes down to when we learn better, when we know better, we do better.
Yeah.
You know, children will be children. Sometimes children are hateful, cruel, because they're ignorant. And then there are some adults who are ignorant. You know, Coop, I think Coop's point was not a point to be demeaning either, you know, or his statement, not his point. It was just the fact that, you know, anybody that's trying to deliberately, you know, hold back, you know, someone from another race, culture, experience, opportunity, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to use that word. I'm not going to say it's ignorant or stupid or, you know, I think it's interesting because we're all entitled to our own views. Each one of us are all products of our environment, regardless of what that environment was. And when we learned better, we did better. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Oh, I was just going to say as well, and it was very interesting bringing up, like, the Bible scriptures. And I thank you very much, Coop, for bringing up that point. And it's a point that I made before as well is, you know, the Bible was used as a torture method at one point. I mean, that's the only way slaves could get their freedom, you know, in the beginning was to claim that Jesus was, you know, if they said Jesus was my Savior, then they could, you know, they could congregate to pray to you know, to Jesus and God only if they've accepted it in front of their slave masters.
Well,
then that's
the Bible, we're not going to debate the Bible. The Bible is, you know, something that, no, I get the point. I get the point. I want to give Dr. Dumas and Melina an opportunity to say goodbye.
Okay.
I think the Bible is all about interpretation, right? And how we interpret. And different people interpret it different ways. Dr. Dumas, Melina, we appreciate you. Any closing comments or feedback tonight?
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us. And I just wanted to say again to everyone, I love the topic. We could go on and on and on forever. There's so many different perspectives. There's so many that come from, as you said, we're product of our environment. And none of us grew up the exact same way, so we all have different experiences to share. So it'd be a wonderful forum. I'm just to continue it at another date. But like I said, thank you so much for having me and Frank, I'm speaking for him as well, and Dr. Dumas on the show this afternoon. And I also want to just plug Bitter Inheritance, that we are ready to go. We've been ready to go full steam ahead. And if anyone would like to contribute, please feel free to go to bitterinheritancethemovie.com. You can see the trailer that Howard Hewitt is in the trailer. Marla Gibbs is in the trailer, directed by Angela Gibbs. It's 2 minutes and 47 seconds of pure bliss. And if you'd like to get in touch with anyone, myself or Frank, you can go to honeypeachproductions.com. That's our production company. And you can go to the contact page, and someone will respond back. And also, I just wanted to plug one last thing, is Frank's book. We were on a couple of weeks ago, Born of Fire.
Born of Fire, yes.
Born of Fire. Ironically, actually, his book fits right into the subject matter, because it's a love affair that's set across the backdrop of heaven and hell. And it has to do with angels and demons, but at the very base of it is a love story. And what's interesting is that the characters in the story, Leo, is of mixed race, but the race is only mentioned one time, and Aaron, who is one of the characters, she is of a mocha complexion, and another character is actually an angel, so she has no complexion. But she does have a complexion, but it's an angelic, her coloring is of an angelic, it's gold and shimmers. You'll have to get the book and learn about that. But all that is to say that you can go to the website, bornoffire.com, B-O-R-N of, and fire is P-H-Y-R-E, .com, and you can get more information about it, as well as being able to purchase the book. And at the very end of it, it's a love story. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with matters of the heart. And as I said 2 weeks ago, for me, it was a handbook. I found the book more of a handbook on life, and putting in different perspectives, different ways of seeing things. We've all had unrequited love, that love that we never really have, but we always want and want and want. We've all experienced different stages of that. We all know or think we know what it's like to be in true blissful love or marital love or be pure love. It encompasses, this book encompasses every human emotion that there is, and it puts a different perspective on it, not in a negative way, but just gives you a different way of thinking about things, where it just makes you go, So, and like I said, there is race involved, but it doesn't really play a factor. It's more about the heart. So I suggest to everyone, please feel free to go honeypeachproductions.com, bornoffire.com, and that's my speech.
No problem. We definitely want to promote the products. And Dr. Dumas, again, your website and where we could actually contact you.
All right. It's DRADUMAS at netzero.net.
Ladies, thank you very much.
Thank
God bless
you.
Much success in your endeavors. Angels, take us home.
Whatever you do, do it well. And love
and be a blessing.
We love you back. Good night.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.